live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network. You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready? Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern, Sports Byline USA Radio Network, Sirius Satellite Radio, the American Forces Network, Cable Radio Network, iHeartRadio, iTunes, TuneIn Radio. List goes on and on, the most listened to daily pro wrestling and mixed martial arts radio show in the world. History was made last night. TNA Total Nonstop Deletion. What did you think of TNA last night? I thought it was the craziest show I've ever seen in my life. We'll take your thoughts on it here today, 844-411-5411. That is 844-411-5411. Text messages to 425-780-7566. Got to talk about TNA here today, as well as last night's Lucha Underground. We got news on a number of different topics, including Roadblock into the line on Sunday. Zack Ryder is going to be undergoing surgery. We have more. Triple H talking about the WWE UK Championship Tournament, which is kicking off in Blackpool, England. Two-night live tournament next month. Got some notes on some other ideas that they have got, which actually are very similar to ideas they've had before that we talked about on this show yesterday. We'll talk about that as well as the USA Network making cable history. For those of you that are sick of three-hour Raws, and I'm one of them, I don't know what to tell you because they are number one ad-supported entertainment cable network in total viewers for the 11th consecutive year, and the top two shows they talk about are Raw and SmackDown Live. Changes are not coming to Raw anytime soon. Again, if you want to give us a call here today, it's open lines here today on Friday. Whatever's on your mind, 844-411-5411. Text messages, 425-780-7566. Mike Sempervivi kicks it off after the break. Dr. Lucha is on later on today. Should be a fun time. Back in a moment. Observer Live, Sports Byline USA, Radio Network.
Of a 2 to 7 year old? Listen closely for an exciting free radio offer. By now you've probably heard of ABC Mouse, the Parents' Choice Award-winning online learning program that's actually changing the lives of early learners everywhere.
ABC Mouse is like a little one-on-one teacher. It has helped her so much.
Right now we're offering a special radio promo to try it free for a month. But you have to go to abcmouse.com/free to claim your free month. That's abcmouse.com/free.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. That's 800-296-0906.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
Geico presents a voicemail from your friend, Electricity.
Hey, it's me, Electricity. So I'll keep this short. Get it? Never mind. Anyway, I just want to make sure you're not, like, still mad at me about that electrical fire in your kitchen. I mean, obviously you're not, but I'm just checking to make sure. It's no big deal if you are. It's not like you're asking me to pay for the damage. Right?
Electricity won't pay for an electrical fire. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency makes getting coverage a snap. Visit geico.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervive on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back here on the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. We are joined by Mike Sempervive, also of WrestlingObserver.com, who was blown into the ether yesterday. He was deleted from the show. Mike, dear God, please tell me you've seen Total Nonstop Deletion.
I have, and on top of it, I was a little bit sick, so I watched it on NyQuil, which made it a lot more of a fever dream type of thing when you're watching it. So, yeah, it was quite the show.
The show was so awesome. And, you know, I heard a couple of things. First off, I heard that the feedback that they got for Total Nonstop Deletion, they got better feedback for that show than they did for the original Final Deletion, which, by the way, in hindsight, was not the Final Deletion. It was the first deletion. It's like a WWE storyline where you do the Hell in a Cell match first and then keep going. They started with the Final Deletion. But I also did hear some people that were critical of it. They thought that it was too much. It was over the top. It made a mockery of this business.
Really?
And how do you go back to professional wrestling? And listen, I can understand. I can see that argument if that's the way that you want to look at it. But I look at this a little bit differently. And that is that you can't do Total Nonstop Deletion every week. You just can't. Total Nonstop Deletion it's a bunch of callbacks. It's playing off things that have happened in the past.
Fourth wall breaking.
It's a special event that should happen maybe once a year. Total Nonstop Deletion should, in fact, be their version of WrestleMania. Forget this Bound for Glory. But no matter what you want to say about it, and yes, there was a one-year-old who pinned a grown man. And yes, there was a man who was thrown into a volcano and then shot high into the air for the pin. And yes, there was a boat that broke up a pin. And yes, there was a lot of really preposterous things that happened in Total Nonstop Deletion.
The Rock and Roll Express showed up, for God's sake.
Hey, they were the highlight. But listen, this business is so choked of creativity right now. It's not even funny. You watch Raw and you watch SmackDown, and they have some creative things. But man, let me tell you something. When the highest thing that I can praise is the idea that they put the New Day in a three-way for the next week's show to potentially have their record broken, and then they do a finish and champagne gets sprayed all over the heel GM, and so she makes them do it again. I mean, when that's the peak of creativity, we got a problem. So I like the idea that there is something like Total Nonstop Deletion where the Hardys, who have been fans of this business since childhood, who started in this business when they were teenagers, who love pro wrestling, and what they did last night was they didn't make a mockery of this business. What they did was they wrote a love letter to everything that they loved about this business when they were kids. They had people that they grew up watching, like the Rock and Roll Express. I mean, these were two grown men having the time of their lives in their backyard promotion on national television. Now, I can understand how some people would think, well, that's just not right. That's just not what's good for this business. And I can understand that, you know what, maybe in some ways you're right. But I loved it. I thought it was great. I had great respect and adoration for the Hardys for pulling this off. I mean, the idea that they pulled this off is crazy. I loved it. I thought it was great. I think the business needs more creativity like this. I think the business, it just needs more total nonstop deletion. But not every week. And
no,
not every month.
More. It's how about quarterly? Will you settle for quarterly? Will you be
I don't
okay
even know
that?
Quarterlies. I think maybe every 6 months to a year.
I'm fine with that. I'm fine with that. What that was the one thing last night was they were able, this is what amazes me. It will get a little bit long to me watching all of them. I got to a point where it was like, okay, well, this is enough. And then they pushed it a little bit further. It's like, eh. And then
Man,
they hit you with
got
something.
To that point.
Well, that's the thing. Then they hit you with something where it's such a visual gag or it's a, you know, they're better prop comics than Gallagher at this point with all the gimmicks that they have on the property and everything. But it always gets to a point where they save it with something, no matter if it's a sight gag or whatever it is. They always save it with something. And I was thinking the same thing watching it last night. These are great. They're so inventive. And it's a bunch of guys having the time of their life, still being involved in professional wrestling and doing something so left field ridiculous. But to do this too much, and I could see them falling into that trap, and I can see them wanting to, because look at the reaction that it gets. Look at the attention that it gets. It's one of the only things that gets TNA positive attention. So I could see them trying to go back to the well with it too much. But as I'm sitting there watching it, thinking the same thing, which is don't do this too often. Don't fall into this trap, because it is good every 4 months, every 6 months, every year. To do this and fall into the trap of doing this too much, nah, it's a scary thought.
You know, I have to read criticism all the time. These numbskulls who like to talk about how, Brian doesn't like modern-day wrestling. Oh, yeah? I love Total Nonstop Deletion. Oh, Brian doesn't get Lucha Underground. Really? I love Total Nonstop Deletion. Oh, Brian just sits here and nitpicks Raw. Really? I like Total Nonstop Deletion. You want to know what the thing is about Raw, why I nitpick Raw? Because in every last single segment, there's something that doesn't make any sense. Now, granted, there was a lot of preposterous stuff in Total Nonstop Deletion, but very little of it made no sense in the larger scope of the whole episode of the program. I had two things that I could come up with at the end. Number one, where's Ricky Morton?
Well,
where is he now? Is he still stuck in that cherry picker above
possible.
Cameron? And also, what in the world happened to the world title match? The last I saw of Bobby Lashley and who's the champion?
Eddie Edwards.
Edwards.
What I was thinking. I was wondering, it's like, okay, next week, are they going to brawl back into the building? That's where I have concerns.
Well, they may be dead. They were blown up in the volcano eruption.
Well, this is
people
true.
Are listening to this that didn't even watch it and are wondering, what in the world is Brian talking about? I'm talking about something awesome is what I'm talking about.
Luke
they were
has.
Blown up in a volcano, and so I don't know what happened to them. But there was nothing in the show where there was like in the when you look at the whole package, the larger picture, there were not great lapses in logic that I see every single solitary Monday night on Raw. That's why I nitpicked the show, because nothing makes sense on the show. It's preposterous. They don't have a guy that goes in there and says, you know, Vince McMahon, this doesn't make any sense. He'd be fired. So they don't have a continuity editor. They don't have anybody that's going to step up and say, this doesn't make any sense. This is ridiculous. So you have a 3-hour-long show where all sorts of stuff doesn't make sense.
Yeah,
so I love the fact that I could watch the whole show and I could only come up with two things where I can't figure out what happened.
Well, at least with Total Nonstop Deletion, you feel like you're in on it. You feel like you're welcomed into it, where WWE just will beat you over the head of, well, this doesn't make any sense. Nope, this is how it is. You know, and it's just like it is a feeling of forced into watching, whereas Total Nonstop Deletion took you on a ride. It may be a ridiculous ride. You may have wanted to get off the ride and turn on another channel while you were watching it, but at least it was taking you on a ride, whereas Raw is so laborious, and even if it wasn't 3 hours, it can still be laborious to watch because of the things that you mentioned, the logic gaps, the continuity issues, Vince changing his mind as the show is going on, just timing issues and match logic issues and just things like that over and over again. And there's one of the lucky parts about TNA and Total Nonstop Deletion. You're not really going to get those things. As long as, I mean, because they're far better with continuity, shooting off rockets and remembering where end scene was and going back and looking to see where it was, than anything WWE is doing.
Now,
set
I will say,
go ahead.
I will say if I have one criticism, And it kind of isn't a criticism. Actually, it is.
The Bravado Brothers didn't get enough shine?
It didn't make sense. I shouldn't say it didn't make sense. The idea that there was a professional wrestling world championship match in the middle of this preposterous show, it didn't really fit. And the live crowd in the Hardy compound didn't care about the match either.
Do you really want to call it the live crowd?
Oh, yeah, there were 50 human beings there. That's okay, better that's than a lot fair. Of indie shows nowadays.
That's fair.
So, now what I did like was, first off, I realized I had to fill up 2 hours. The Eddie Edwards, Bobby Lashley actual wrestling match was too serious and too long for this show. Now, when it spilled outside and I got to see MMA fighter and potential Bellator heavyweight champion of the future, Bobby Lashley, fighting a man on the side of a volcano and taking a bump when it exploded, that was so awesome. It was unbelievable. We'll take your calls about this after the break. Wrestling Observer Live, Sports Byline USA, Radio Network.
Did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park or the beach or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop for undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right. Get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you, and you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
800-797-1256. 800-797-1256. That's 800-797-1256.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you've tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
This is a health warning from Dr. Approved Medical, America's trusted resource for back braces. If you're 65 or older and suffering from back pain, you may qualify to receive an advanced pain-relieving back brace at little or no cost to you. Many people are now using our pain-relieving back brace as an alternative to surgery or harmful medications and experience pain relief that they haven't felt in years. Don't let your back pain turn into something worse. Remember, if you qualify for no money out of pocket, there's nothing to lose and only real pain relief to gain. Our friendly team of experts will handle all paperwork and will deliver it for free. Just call 800-507-1148. Your pain-relieving back brace may be covered by Medicare at little or no cost to you. Call our hotline now and get free shipping, plus a complimentary, easy-to-use pedometer. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. Little to no cost with full insurance payment, copay, and deductible supply promo subject to qualification while supplies last.
Back here on the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. We are joined by Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. Lots of stuff to talk about here today. Your phone calls, emails, text messages, and more. Total Nonstop Deletion. You can also talk about the WWE's new UK Championship Tournament. Triple H did an interview with Newsweek. And he says, the WWE Network allows us to do things that weren't possible for us to do before. The world becomes a smaller and smaller place because of that. You connect to everyone at the same time. We've been in the UK for 30 years. We built up a demand for the product there. To come in and super serve them, this puts our foot on the ground. It won't be our home away from home. It will be our home. We're seeing what will happen. It's not a science yet. They hope it is to become its own weekly show based in the UK, etc. Anyway, point of all of this is, yesterday on the show we were talking about the idea that WWE had probably about 7 or 8 years ago, where they wanted to do satellite promotions in various different countries. They'd have a satellite promotion in Mexico, one in the UK, one in Japan, etc. And the idea was they would actually send talent from this country would move there to be headliners for those specific areas. Can you imagine? You're living here in Florida and you've got to move to Japan because you're going to be the headliner in WWE Japan. Anyway, this never really got off the ground, but they had very ambitious plans. They wanted television in each area, etc. Well, now they've got a WWE network. And I'm not saying that this is going to happen because they had this plan in 2008 and it never happened. But certainly this is what they would like to do. They would like to do that idea and this UK tournament and potential promotion is kind of a test. If this works out and the tournament goes over big and they're able to do their own weekly 205 Live television show on the WWE Network from the UK with UK talent, they will likely be trying to do something similar in Japan and Mexico. So this is kind of a test to see how this goes. And if it works well, it may expand into other countries around the world.
And good for WWE. You know, there's a big difference in whether this is going to be good for, you know, who it's good for and who it's not good for. But if you're WWE, it's good for them. It's good that they've gotten their tentacles in and wrapped them around a lot of these groups. It's a good idea for them, especially with this network. They have an office over in London. The UK is going to be a lot more comfortable market to try to crack and get something off the ground in than anywhere else, especially Japan. So we'll have to see what happens. I know I got cut off yesterday, but you know, the most important thing are the names that have not been announced as being signed yet. And I know all of these guys that are working this deal. It has come out that, you know, well, they can work anywhere, you know, for right now. That's going to only last for so long until WWE gets serious about it. And then you are going to see more exclusive deals. But as time goes on, it will be interesting to see Big Damo, who is under contract with World of Sport. Zack Sabre Jr., who I don't believe is under contract to anybody. Will Ospreay and Marty Scurll, who both have New Japan, or at least in the case of Ospreay, New Japan, and both of them have Ring of Honor contracts. Some of those names, those are going to be the names, the most important ones, and this is not an insult to anybody else, but as far as names out there go, there's only a handful that internationally, at least over here in the States, are, as soon as you hear the name, you think, okay, I know that guy, I know what he's about, and all that stuff. And that's not exactly what this is about for WWE. It's about the UK market solely. But as far as this being a TV product that we're going to want to get into and watch, it's possible, but they are definitely going to need those names down the line as the thing continues to grow, if it continues to grow, which I'm going to have a lot of trouble believing that they're going to pump the brakes on anything like they did back in 05 or 04, whatever it was, when they had the ideas of doing these satellite companies in Japan and Mexico and in the UK.
All right, to the phones. You're on the air. What's up?
This is Jim from Virginia.
Yes, Jim.
I thoroughly enjoy Total Nonstop Deletion. One of the best things I've ever seen on TNA. I watch TNA religiously. I just couldn't believe what I was seeing. I laughed. It was just so wacky and crazy when the guy's going to beat the hell out of the boat. You know, that was,
they did beat the hell out of a boat.
Putting the stomps to the boat.
Yeah. And then, was it Hornswoggle on it, too?
Yes, Hornswoggle was, in fact, there as Rockstar Spud's tag team partner, which sadly self-destructed within moments. I thought they'd be a great team.
I'm hoping for the next one of these, we get Tank Abbott involved somehow. And we bring back the three count came back anyway. Where's Tank?
Wasn't Road Warrior Animal on it too?
He was on it.
He was.
Were you in a state of mind when you watched this, Jim? How'd you miss these people?
I just wanted to make sure because, you know.
You thought you might be dreaming? I can understand that.
Yeah, I tell you, I mean, how many times, this was the first time, the only time that the Express had ever wrestled the Hardys, wasn't it?
You know what? It feels like they must have done it before on some random mini show, but.
That's, yeah, you know, I think yesterday they touted it, or somebody had touted it as such, and I'm thinking, over all this time of Morton and Gibson that, you know, constantly working Carolina independence for the past 25 years, I can't believe they haven't faced off before. Whatever it was, thank God they were there, because they were perfect for this, and there's where this thing can go on for a long time, too, because of the foils and, again, the sight gags that you can bring back, that if you place them properly, it's going to pop people.
Thank you very much for the call, Jim. Robert Gibson threw some great punches last night. I have a new respect for Robert Gibson. He's better now than he was then. It's crazy.
Is he a Hall of Famer?
I want to know why they didn't bring back David Crockett. Yeah, he's a Hall of Famer. How dare you, Mike? How dare
denigrate
Robert Gibson?
Bring them. Look, give them time to bring Schiavone and Crockett or Bob Caudle and whoever. It's Johnny Weaver's dead, so you can't bring him. But I could actually see that happening where they bring back David Crockett and Tony Schiavone, because why not? Why not? If they're in the area, great. Go ahead and knock yourself out. I think the Crocketts have a foundation down there anyway. So maybe they can do it that way, get some sort of tax write-off benefiting the foundation, and then get David to show up and pop you for eternity.
All right, I got to get some of these emails. Greg here says, you're missing the key word, Brian, fun. We are missing fun in wrestling these days. That's true. This was a fun show with a happy ending. Matt Hardy's wife, Rebby, is pregnant with number two. That's how the show ended, with the Hardy family celebrating and happy. It was awesome.
What do you think Maxwell rates in the PWI 500 this year?
He won't make it. He only had one win.
Sure.
It was over Spud. Yeah. This person says, I don't have Pop TV, couldn't watch Total Nonstop Deletion, but reading the report on the website and hearing you and Vinny's report brought a smile to my face. This person says, Maxwell is not the youngest winner of a match. As Kevin Owens' son... did he got a win 8 years ago at the age of 6 months old?
Wow,
6 months old. I have a 9 month old. That's hard to believe. This person says, tell Mike Big Damo is not under contract with World of Sport, he's under contract with WWE. He's been on NXT the last few weeks. That's right.
Oh, there you go.
The newest member of Sanity.
Actually, and you know what? I wasn't thinking him anyway. I was actually thinking, in shame on me, because both of these men can beat me up. I was actually thinking of Dave Mastiff. So I apologize to both men, and please don't beat me up.
Will Brian and Vinny be doing another commentary video for Final Deletion? Nah, it's too long. And we already watched it, so we wouldn't be able to get our actual reactions.
Put the genie back in the bottle. How do you think these things hold up for people? Do you think they'll actually hold up over time? Because I'm sure you break out some of those student movies that you used to do back in the day, and it's been a
no. They're better than
of
ever.
Time now, are they really?
Oh yeah. This person says, "Do you think Total Nonstop Deletion could qualify as best major show next year? I definitely think it deserves some kind of award. If the Hardys don't win some kind of award this year, I'm going to be very upset. Matt's got to win best gimmick, right? He has to." No, there's nobody else who has a better gimmick. What, Bone Soldier? Nobody has a better gimmick than Matt Hardy. This person says, this is a horrible stat. It must have been in the Observer. I haven't read that far yet. Maybe you'll get more feedback on Storytime now, Brian. Apparently more people watch it on the network than 205 Live.
Ooh.
Wow. Well, you know what? That's because 205 Live is the sixth hour of live programming in a 48-hour period. Yeah. Featuring guys we already see on Raw, doing random matches. I'm not surprised one bit that no one's watching 205 Live. I gave up after 2 weeks. Tom's ready to give up already.
It's one
and
of
it's
those
not
shows
because
that...
we don't like wrestling.
No, I mean, it's best. There's too much on. There's not enough going on with anything. There's no reason. It's not destination programming. There's no reason to get you invested or involved or emotional in it. And until that happens, this is the way it's going to be. I'm not saying that storyline gets you emotional and involved either. It's that both of them aren't getting you where you need to be. And I don't know. It's one of those shows where even if things were going good right now, because there is so much other programming out there, it's the show that's destined to be, hey, did you see this match? No, it's on 205 Live. Okay, I'll have to catch that. That's it, period.
This person says, I give Hardys all props for having King Hardy win his first match. By the way, shouldn't he be Prince Hardy? Why is he King Maxwell? Matt's still
Sire
around.
Sire Maxwell?
He should be Prince
Master Maxwell.
His first win over Spud, welcoming the Rock and Roll Express, seeing Hornswoggle, the return of Hurricane Helms, a fun time had by all, best show of the year.
Wearing the Global Force belt, you notice that?
Was he?
Yes, he was.
This person says, I enjoyed the lo-fi camera angles of the match as it made TNA look unique instead of WWE Light. This was not WWE Light. That's one thing you can say. Just, whether you liked it or not.
Any more unique than Vanguard 1?
And finally, this person here says, the full episode of Total Nonstop Deletion is available on Pop's website at poptv.com. If you missed it, apparently you can go there and check out the entire match. Tag Team Apocalypto and more. Person says, I was fully expecting the Apocalypto to end with Lashley and Edwards accidentally winning the tag titles. That would have been cool. Back in a moment with The Doctor of Lucha, Observer Live, Sports Byline USA, Radio Network.
Sometimes love.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
This is Carrie Cooper for Guitar Center's Focus on Rock. Shop for the greatest music gear on earth at guitarcenter.com. When you think of Dee Snider's Twisted Sister, what comes to mind? Rebellion, tongue-in-cheek humor, raucous hair metal guitars, blue eyeshadow and the rocking 80s, perhaps? Well, recently Dee reworked one of his songs as a beautifully stark and touching piano ballad, turning his best-loved record into a powerful tool for a very important cause. Join me over at focusonrock.com for the full story about the helping hand of the new We're Not Gonna Take It.
This Black Friday weekend, Guitar Center is your best gift ever center. With doorbuster deals like a Savannah Acoustic or Rogue Electric Guitar, your choice just $59. A complete PDP 5-piece drum kit by DW for $299. A Mitchell ukulele for just $29. Or a 12-pack of D'Addario guitar strings for $25. Save up to 40% on gear in every department. And go to GuitarCenter.com to download your money-saving coupon now. Doors open Friday at 6 a.m. Black Friday weekend at Guitar Center, in-store and online.
Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
We're back here on the show. Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. We are joined by Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com, and the Doctor of Lucha is joining us here today. DR Luch, what's going on?
Wait, is this Brian or is this Casey Kasem I'm listening to?
Yeah, I saw that on Twitter.
Yeah, that's
about
pretty
that?
Funny.
I'm just going to quit and start doing the top 40.
Yeah, that's all right. Can I do a long-distance dedication to Granny?
You sure can. We got a question for you here, Steve. On
I should say it's an Amy Lou Harris song, but we won't go there. That's another story for another topic.
In the email bin, long distance request for you, Dr. Lucha. Do you think, this person says, that Psycho Clown is the guy who will take Dr. Wagner Jr.'s mask?
Most people think so. I think that there is a chance, always a chance, that if Dr. Wagner Jr. is not coming out of this with either a bunch of money up front or the glory that he wants, that he could hold the promotion up at the last minute and the whole thing just never happened. That's something AAA's got to watch out about. Most people feel that that is the likely and the sensible business result. Obviously, you can never tell. It's a last minute whatever, and business for AAA may dictate for some reason that they have to have Wagner win to maybe set up something bigger later. But I would guess right now that Psycho Clown would be a 2-1 favorite.
Man, I'm going to be sad when Dr. Wagner Jr. doesn't have his mask anymore.
Well, if you watch him on or follow him on Twitter or social media and stuff like that, he does over the course of a given month, he will appear, with just barely covering his face, with just barely covering, he's got a gray hair and a gray beard. The fact that he's as old as he is. So maybe he's even decided that, the time has come, and if he can get enough money, it's worth it. And I think they could. I think this will be the first $1 million, if everything goes smoothly, which with AAA is more likely not to happen than happen. But if everything goes smoothly, this could be, their first $1 million gate, which would easily pay for whatever fee he's asking. If he wanted $100,000, which is probably about right, they could do it if they got $1 million gate.
Now, would that be it for him because of his age and how he looks without the mask and everything?
Oh,
because
no,
obviously,
very charismatic. It depends on how he wants to do it. He will look old. He will look Blue Pantherish old. So he may not be as the illusion and the aura may be a little bit less or a little bit different. But he's still very technically competent, and he is a very charismatic. With his motions and stuff in the ring and stuff, and I don't think he will fall as far to the mid-card level or the semifinal level that like Blue Panther has. I don't think it'll be a killer, but I do think there'll be a 10-20% suffering in there somewhere.
Now I have heard a rumor that Dr. Wagner Jr. without his mask on looks an awful lot like Silver King. Is that true?
Oh, yeah, they are brothers, yes. He looks...
You killed my joke, Steve, damn it!
The most recent I have seen is actually he looks more like his dad.
Really?
At the same age than he does.
My point of all of this is Dr. Wagner Jr. looks a lot cooler than the Silver King. I think he should keep his mask forever.
Well, he may decide at the last minute to save things. He is an extremely egotistical, even for this business, where you need the ego to get to main events. If you don't have it, you're not getting to main events. And he is he is a hard-nosed negotiator. So I think it will be very interesting to see how this goes.
Well, here's a couple of things to think about. First off, you would think that if they announced this match a year in advance, I mean, you really can't do this. It's Mexico and it's Lucha Libre, but... Man, I'd want to lock down the finish somehow, legally, as possible.
With this feud, a good promoter really could make either finish work. And I could see AAA, look, the trouble is I have a very low opinion of their promoters now. But a really good promoter, a good solid old school promoter, could make either finish work in this. There are ways to make both of these. I think the mask is holding back Psycho Clown from being their biggest star. In the future.
Good, unmask that guy.
I think that mask is in a reverse way of the way I think they're currently thinking. I think that's the correct business decision. But then again, this is your one chance to get the mask off Wagner where you've got a pre-agreement set down. If that's the case, then you have to go through with it because you may never, like when you have your Rousey Cyborg matches or your Flair Hogan matches, do them. That chance may never come up.
I remember years and years ago, I've probably told this story 1,000 times, but I'll never forget it. I remember there was a CMLL, like a Legends reunion or a Legends show or whatever, and out walks Rayo de Jalisco senior, not junior, senior. And he's there, and I thought, man, this guy looks great. Because he was wearing a full bodysuit and a cape and a mask. Who even knows what this guy looked like? But he could still go out there and be Ryo de Jalisco Jr. look great. Dr. Wagner Jr.
I think so. No, that's right. I agree with that. You know, for those of us who saw Mil Máscaras in the 60s or 70s, or I did Ric Flair personally up close on the front row in the 80s and 90s, I have a hard time watching them, almost to the point where I avoid watching them in matches very late in their career because it's like spoiling the memory as it's so far from what they were able to do athletically before.
Yeah, look at you didn't watch Total Nonstop Deletion, did you?
The Matt Hardy show?
Yeah, last night.
Yeah? There are seven of them now.
Here's the point. Last night on the show, Ricky Morton and Robert Gibson appeared on the show.
Yes.
God bless these
men.
In
their original gear.
Yeah, they looked 1,000 years old. Now, Dr. Wagner Jr.
Are you referring to that bald spot?
Oh, come on. Dr. Wagner Jr. is working Lucha Underground, and he's 50 years old, but you have that mask on him, and he looks great. You'd never guess he was 50 years old. He could go on and on as long as he could go on and on. But if he's an old man with the gray hair and a gray beard and you take that mask off, it's going to kind of be like, why is this old guy working here? I mean, he's still a legend.
And that is why he says, I'll do it, but I'll only do it for $100,000 because you're taking away 5 years, $20,000 the next 5 years from my income by making me lose my mask. So he agrees with you.
I don't know. I wouldn't lose it. That's why I'm here behind the mic, Steve.
Oh.
So I don't do a video show. As I descend into Robert Gibson-ish.
Super Chico can always put on the mask and, try one more run at the CMLL welterweight title.
That's right. Hey, let's talk about these end-of-the-year shows.
Yeah, we got two of them. One of them is the 25th, which is a Sunday, because for so many years, the holiday shows have been the big show between Christmas and January 6th, which is the Mexican time where they celebrate Christmas. You lose just for a very brief period of time the normal rule of thumb that the Friday show is the biggest show of the week, and instead it becomes whatever the holiday, the Christmas night and the New Year's night. That has been the case for a while. On Christmas night, they have a regular, but a decent card, not in any sense a great card, but a decent card headlined by a women's match where six good Technicas and four Rudas will risk their hair and their mask, and the last one out comes will leave with either bald or with their identity revealed. That's on Christmas Eve, or Christmas. And the trouble with that is this year only, due to a fluke in scheduling, it's going to go opposite the final of the Mexican soccer tournament, the twice-a-year Mexican soccer tournament, which is going to just slaughter their attendance. It will slaughter their attendance, and it will slaughter their interest. So, I appreciate the fact that this is tradition, and therefore, because it's tradition, CMLL doesn't consider moving anything around. They wouldn't consider moving it to the 2 days prior or just holding off for 2 weeks. They just go ahead and do it. And that's okay. I understand. I'm not so upset about the fact it's a fairly mediocre card underneath, and it's the women's match on top is, the women in a cage match. It could be interesting, but, this is a promotion that doesn't allow blood and et cetera, and it's got a chance of being a really strange match, too. So that's one of the two matches. And then the other match that they have been pointing to is a hair match between the most effeminate male in the promotion, Maximo, against the most macho male in the promotion, Máscara Año 2000, who even though...
Oh, my God.
A most part-timer has for 30 years been billed as, his character has been the most macho guy in the universe.
Es muy macho.
They use a phrase in Mexico, which is not a literal phrase, but a descriptive phrase of how someone macho is. That he is the father of more than 20 kids.
No.
And that is, padre de más de 20 is a very common description of macho or machoness or masculinity.
I couldn't figure out why my parents gave that to me for a
little technically intended
name.
To be true.
The screaming Jay Hawkins.
That match is miserable. The match, is even more miserable to me than the Christmas card. And the match between Máximo and Máscara Año 2000, frankly, has no way that I see where either man winning does anything to further the promotion's interests or either man's career. It's just it's a disaster of a match in a lot of ways. Our friend Rob thinks that that Mascherano dos Mil is winning, actually winning, which is a minority viewpoint, but he's more right often. He's right more often than he's wrong.
Does it matter who wins?
Something coming.
I mean, we're all winners with that match.
Yeah, well, yeah.
No, I don't want to see Maximo's hair gone.
No, because, you know, the one thing you could say is, well, if they're setting up a Rudo to be your Technico World Heavyweight Champion, you've got to do it to set up a bigger fall later on. But there isn't anything you can do with Mascherano dos Mil. He's bad in the ring. He is very old. He's very limited in his ability to sell. And it's just there's no feud he can have to go beyond this that I can see that will make any sense. So I don't mind their December the Christmas Day card is fair, but I can understand why. I can understand why if they had looked at the calendar and said nobody's going to be paying attention because this soccer final. So there's no need to throw more than one stipulation match on it. But that New Year's Day card strikes me as just almost a slap in the face card.
You know, it's interesting when I hear about these holiday shows. We were just talking earlier in the evening about, well, you know, there's just not a lot of fun in wrestling here in this country nowadays. Everyone's all these heel GMs and heels winning and people hating each other and fighting. Lucha Libre, I mean, you're running on Christmas. Got to be a fun show, right?
Yeah, well, you used to have every year Porky Claus.
Hey, that reminds me. How is Porky?
Arena live and seeing Porky Claus.
Is he still in the hospital?
No, he's out of the hospital. I mean, he did have some surgery. And I've heard gotten more than one report that the surgery went fine. I haven't got like a detailed analysis of, you know, like when he's going to be back, you know, how long he'll be resting at home and stuff like that.
That's no offense, hopefully that. Never.
The last month has gone well for him in what they were trying to do medically.
Is that possible with him? Can you do positive things medically with him unless he decides he wants to actually drop?
Yeah, you could do weight loss
500...
surgery.
Yeah, but is he going to actually, you got to stick with that. I mean, there's one thing with him where it's like, sure, whatever they do for him, is he just going to go out one night and completely, you know, uncoil everything or what?
No, it's not at his age. I mean, you know, in addition to everything else, he's wrestled arguably more matches than any human in history. And he's been, you know, he's been doing this for 39 years and is incredibly You know, he's, you know, in his 50s and is incredibly overweight even when he loses his weight. So there really isn't. You would think they would do something either by putting him on the booking committee or making him one of the announcers. And right now he's so fat, even his normal voice is distorted terribly when he tries to announce. You know, if he's got somebody that's valuable, or you just make, you know, something CMLO would never do, but any other good promotion of the 80s or 90s would do is they make him a manager. They make him somebody's manager. It's the occasional spot and the occasional interference, so he gets to work and he gets to be in wrestling like he likes. His exertion level is reduced drastically. But.
All right, well, stand by, Steve. We'll be back in just a moment with more Observer Live here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
No more parties in L.A. Please, baby, no more parties in L.A. No more parties in L.A. Please, baby, no more parties in L.A. No more.
Los Angeles.
Please.
Shake that body, party.
Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, we can help. Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, and even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
Listen closely. You don't have to live with knee pain. You heard right. If you're 65 or older and suffering from knee pain, you may qualify for an advanced pain-relieving brace at little to no cost to you. Doctor Approved Medical, America's trusted resource for knee braces, will work with Medicare or insurance benefits to see if you qualify for these knee braces. Many people are now using our knee brace as an alternative to surgery or harmful medications and experience pain relief they haven't felt in years. The only way to see if you qualify is to call us. 800-816-0365. One of our friendly experts will handle all paperwork and have it delivered for free. Don't let your knee pain turn into something worse. Find out now about these advanced knee braces now covered by Medicare or insurance benefits. Call now and get free shipping, plus a complimentary, easy-to-use pedometer. 800-816-0365. 800-816-0365. 800-816-0365. Little to no cost with full insurance payment, copay, and deductible. Supply promo subject to qualification while supplies last.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
We are back here on the show. Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. The Doctor of Lucha is here every Friday. Who knows? Maybe next Friday we'll have some news here on the show about Lucha Libre. But in the meantime, Steve.
Yes. No, I think we will. I think we will, because in this week's Figure Four Weekly coming up that I'll be submitting an article on after this weekend's shows, will be reviews of this weekend's show. CMLL has its go-home show for its two big year-end shows. AAA has its only TV taping in about a 9-week period. It's happening this weekend. And Elite has what may be its final show that I can find, at least. Off the top of my head, I know if it still has their name on it. And I will include in the article an update that it does not look positive for the Elite promotion to continue next year. It does, at least, doesn't look good for their TV either. So you definitely want to read Figure Four Weekly this week and be back here next week.
That's right. Figure Four Weekly is available at WrestlingObserver.com for subscribers, as well as 7,500 archived shows. Everything you ever wanted to know about wrestling in the last decade has been covered. We are here live and free every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern. Sundays, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern. Tomorrow, Saturday, you can catch a replay of this show, 10 a.m. Pacific, 5 Eastern. Schedule is up at sportsbyline.com, WrestlingObserver.com, listen live links, tune in radio, iHeartRadio, etc. WrestlingObserver.com, check that out. Thanks, Mike, as always. Steve, callers, listeners, everybody at Sports Byline. We'll talk to you again next time. Wrestling Observer Live, Sports Byline USA Radio Network.